Bonnie and Sam, the Shadow Brumby. Written by Alison Lester and read by Miranda Nation. Late one night, Shadow the Silver Brumby slipped through the gum trees, racing to catch up with the mob. She hated being last. Everywhere Shadow looked, she saw danger. The other wild horses trotted happily through the moonlit bush, but Shadow was afraid. Shadow had been born on a farm where she felt safe and secure. Then one day her mother pushed open a broken gate and took Shadow into the mountains, following the call of the Brumbies. From then on, Shadow was always tense and worried. Storms were Shadow's greatest fear. She hated the terrifying crash of thunder and the lightning that tore through Wild Dog Range. Most of all, she hated being afraid. Now the stallion who led the Brumbies plunged down the mountain, scattering rocks with the mob close behind. The smell of smoke and humans drifted through the trees. He was leading them to the town. The Brumbies trotted silently across the river flats. Lights glowed yellow through the mist and a dog barked, "Off, off, off!" They slowed to a walk, reaching down to snatch bites of sweet green grass. The stallion stopped still, quivering, ears forward. Then he pranced up to a fence and Shadow saw what had lured him from the mountains. A beautiful silver-grey mare stood neck to neck with the Brumby stallion, breathing his scent. That mare was Drover. Suddenly the mare squealed and spun around, kicking. The stallion backed away and led his mob further along the creek. But Shadow stopped to stare at Drover. It was as though she was seeing her own reflection. They were identical. The two silver-grey mares moved to the fence, like dancers coming together. Shadow gazed into the paddock with its shade trees, water trough and stable, so comfortable and safe. Drover looked past Shadow at the Brumbies grazing by the river, free to race back to their wild mountain home. Both horses saw the life they wanted, with only the fence in their way. The stallion trotted back from the creek, snorting and driving Shadow away. With a fierce cry, he led the mob back into the hills, leaving Drover alone in her paddock. The sound of the wild horses disappearing into the bush made Drover feel as if she were in jail. Her hooves kicked up tiny puffs of dust as she paced along the fence. Her ears strained to hear the Brumbies. One set of hoofbeats sounded strangely close. Closer. Then, like a ghost appearing from the darkness, Shadow burst out of the night and trotted up to Drover. Neck to neck they stood, nuzzling each other's withers. Then Shadow wheeled away, cantered back, and flew over the fence like a bird. Drover's heart lifted as the Brumby jumped into her paddock. It looked so easy, so effortless. She knew she could do it too. Shadow and Drover danced together, twisting and spinning in the moonlight. If Sam had looked out of her bedroom window just then, she would have thought she was dreaming. The horses cantered in a circle, side by side. Then Shadow peeled away while Drover raced straight for the fence, soared over with room to spare, whinnied and galloped away into the night. Shadow turned and looked around her new paddock. She gave a sigh and felt a delicious peace come over her. She was home.